Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, September 13th, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a flat open, with S&P futures largely unchanged. This follows Asian markets mostly closing lower, and European markets largely lower in early trading. Bond yields are firmer, with the US 10-year up 3 basis points at 4.30%, the dollar firmer against the yen, euro and pound, oil is up, gold is down, industrial metals softer, and cryptocurrencies mixed. Markets are largely in a waiting mode ahead of the US CPI data later today, and also the ECB decision coming tomorrow. US data previews see an energy-driven rise in headline CPI, but no change in core figures. Market expectations are shifting more concretely to the likelihood of a rate increase after a Reuters report said the ECB expects inflation to stay above 3% next year. Some attention also on the tech sector after Apple unveiled its new iPhone 15 line and new Apple Watch Series 9, though it was largely in line with expectations. On the data front, we had UK July construction output in line with expectations, and the July trade balance negative but above expectations. We also had Japan August CGPI below consensus, and South Korea August unemployment rate beating expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, followed by the August CPI numbers, and weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, Reuters reports, citing foreign ministry comments at a press briefing, that China has not banned the purchase or use of iPhones or other foreign-made phones. Reuters also reports that the Arm Holdings IPO is set to price at a minimum of $51 a share. And BP has confirmed that CEO Bernard Looney has resigned as CEO with immediate effect, with CFO Murray Auchincloss to act as CEO on an interim basis. Asian equities ended with a negative tilt on Wednesday in a quiet session as traders waited for the US inflation data. Hong Kong rallied back to the flat line over the day, supported by property stocks. Mainland benchmarks remained in the red. China GDP consensus forecasts were downgraded further with no major stimulus expected. The latest Reuters consensus poll found the 2023 GDP growth expectation at 5%, down from 5.5% in the July survey. Momentum is also seen as slowing further to 4.5% in 2024 and 4.3% the following year. The article noted that while nearly all economists lowered their growth outlook for this year and next year compared with the previous survey, the magnitude of those cuts was still marginal and leaves room for more downgrades. And South Korea financial authorities will tighten some loan regulations as rising mortgage demand drove household borrowing up by the largest amount in 2 years. European markets have opened mostly lower, with the Euro stocks and French CAC trading down. However, the FTSE 100 is trading higher. Reuters sources said the ECB expects inflation to remain above 3%, which has reinforced expectations the Governing Council is likely to vote for another rate increase on Thursday. Projections set to be presented to policymakers put inflation above 3% in 2024. Prior to the Reuters update, sell-side economists and ECB sources via Bloomberg had suggested the decision is so finely balanced even officials going to the meeting had no idea of the outcome. And the FT has reported that with the Bank of England close to the end of its tightening cycle, lenders are trimming rates on mortgage products. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.